तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्यादिहीनाय अपराधलक्षे क्षिप्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तुष्ट। त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्ति।
Before we start the class, we'd like to announce the name of one new devotee.
Heart, everything is for us, for Krishna. He has taken initiation. About 10 years he is serving, but not, he has no faith on anyone. But with us, especially in Braj Mandal Parikrama, 2 years, he heard so many things and he gave his heart to us. And he was initiated today. And on the appearance, very sacred day, appearance of Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who manifested Radha Raman from Salagram Shila, you know. So I've given him name Dhir Krishna Brahmachari. Who is Dhir Krishna? He is his servant. But who is Dhir Krishna? There are so many Krishna. Also in Braj, in so many various modes. Especially when Krishna lives with his gopis and Srimati Radhika plays, then he becomes Dhir Lalit. Having all the supreme qualities of a rasa and devotion, and then he is called Dhir Lalit Krishna. So I am blessing him that he should realize all these things, and gradually he should develop his Krishna consciousness and become qualified to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, especially in the line of Rupa Goswami. So I have kept his name Dhir Krishna. Only that seeing him, I will remember all these things of Krishna, qualities of Krishna. And he will thus help me in my Krishna consciousness. Gaur Pramanande. Perhaps this is third day here of my class. I was fourth day? No, third. Yeah. And I was willing to explain Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Manas Shiksha. No. But there are so many things to learn. Who was Raghunath Das Goswami? And how beautiful bhakti-may jivan. Always engaged in bhakti. Observed in Krishna prem. He always. Like Sankhya Purvakana Magannatibi Kalavasani Kadau Nidrahar Bihara Kadibijitau Chatanda Deno Chajau Radha Krishna Gunesh Mate Madhuriman Deno Sammohitau Bande Rup Sanatana Raghu Jugau. Raghu means here Raghunath Das Goswami. Sri Jigo Vodhar. If you like to do bhajan and you like, you wish that you should have a pure bhakti, Krishna prem, especially Braja prem, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Then you will have to follow their activities. And their activities has been told in this sloka. Sankhya Purvakanam Gaan Natihi. Sri Nivas Acharya, the friends of Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu, especially the disciple of this Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he has written this astak, that Sankhya Purvaka Naam Gaan Nati Bhi, very carefully, you should try to take it in your heart and to follow it and to be established in this truth. Sankhya Purvaka Naam. Always not less than 1 lakh name daily. No? With pure devotion and action absorbed in Krishna prem, weeping with tears, heart melting, and doing dandot pranam of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of all the associates of Krishna, all the places of Lila Sthali, pastimes like Bansi Bhat, Kesi Ghat, Ram Ghat, Sheer Ghat, Govardhan, Seva Kunja, Nidhuvan, all places, not less than thousands and thousands. Stand up and again, Ashtang Pranam, Sashtang Pranam to all. You have seen in Radhakund so many Babaji or other person for worldly gain also. They do at one place about 1008 pranams. From where it came? Actually, it came from Raghunath Das Goswami. And then Sankhya Purvaka Naam Gaan Nati Bhi, doing stuti. As he has done in Bilap Kushpanjali and others, and he has collected from Rupa Goswami all the prayers of all the places. Hours and hours. And what to take? Sometime dry chickpeas. No rush, nothing, only this, no chapati, even dry chapati, but he never took, without salt, without ghee, butter, anything, and sometimes it was not taken, whole night. Sometimes sleep for 24 minutes, sometimes never, whole night. Weeping, chanting, remembering, doing pranam and observing in Krishna prem. Premanandam madhurimanandam bodhi. Always he was absorbed in samadhi. Seeing that, oh, Radha and Krishna are playing in Radha Kunda. Sometimes in Surya Kunda. Madhvangala and Krishna taking the shape of Brahman boy coming, and how they are making Surya Puja to Srimati Radhika, worship of sun. Very pleasant, observed. And sometimes he is saying that I am serving and Radha and Krishna. And sometimes he saw that, oh, where Krishna has gone? Where Krishna has gone? He used to see, oh, I was serving here Radha and Krishna conjugal. And where they have gone? Then began to weep. O Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite, he nanda suno kuta, shi govardhan kalpa pada patali kalindi panjikata. This is the real line of bhajan. No politics, no duplicity, nothing, no
diplomacy,
no money wanting, no selfish gain, even forgetting myself where I am. Only think it's there. On eternal shape which is in our this body. That is called Siddha. Shuddha Deha. By that, always weeping here and there. He used to take only this handful of buttermilk. Once a person came and gave a bigger leaf and some more buttermilk. He told that from where you have collected these leaves, bigger leaves? He told that from Sakhiyasthali. Oh, and he became angry. And he became in interior mode. You know, this place is called Sakhiyasthali. How it is prominent? The place of Chandravali, near to Radha Kunda. So he began at serious that you have come from that party? You want to take Krishna from here? He came, went in internal Siddha Deha, and he forgot everything. And he took a stick and began to just in a way. But that Brahmin could not understood his real mood. And he threw out that buttermilk. How he was absorbed in this? Always absorbed in Krishna Prem. You have heard the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Cheto darpanam arjanam bhav maha davagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadi jivanam anandam budhi vardhanam pratipadam. This is called anandam budhi. Sinking in the ocean of endless and deepless,
bottomless
ocean of ananda, always and always. We cannot think this. But our goal should be this, not only worldly gain. If you have any worldly gain, a price or even a smell for this, that Braj Prem, never you can realize. So, I am advising you to give in all worldly thinking, diplomacy and party feeling and anything, we should try to achieve our this goal of Krishna Prem. We have left everything only for this Prem, not for any party feeling or anything. For this is available, we must go there and to hear all this. It will help in our attaining Krishna Prem. So, what are the teachings of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? I wanted to explain and I will explain. But before this, I want to make a platform that our hearts should be qualified to hear all these things. So I am explaining all these things to make the platform, make our heart qualified and very, very pure. You know, I have told Manasi Seva, how a Brahmin attained Vaikunth very easily by this Manas Seva. So, if we will adopt this method, very easily we can have Braj Seva, Radha and Krishna Seva. In this connection, I want to narrate some Srimad Bhagavat examples. Then Govinda Bhagat, can you tell the characteristics of Srila Bharat Maharaj in this connection? You remember? Can you? Bharat Maharaj, how he attained this? And how, what he adopted the method? And why he was late in his method? Can you tell? His previous life, his life. You can tell? You? I think you should go there. Near to.
Om Gyana Timurandas. Gyananjana Shalakaya. Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. The story of Bharat Maharaj is narrated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bharat Maharaj was a very great king of the earth planet. And he had a very opulent kingdom, so much so that it was compared to king of heavenly planets. So Bharat Maharaj, he was a very advanced bhakta, and he also was able to renounce his entire kingdom and give up this kingdom, described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was able to renounce this kingdom and give it up as if it were rejectable like stool. He was so advanced. So at the appropriate time, he renounced the kingdom and he went to the forest and he began to practice.
In what age?
Pardon?
In what age?
What age? Satya Yuga, yes?
No.
Oh, at what age?
In his half young age. At that time, his age was 50,000 years. Young age.
This is Satyug or Tretayug? Satyug.
Yeah, he was in Satyug.
So he went to forest to practice.
On account of worldly problems. Her children have never refused him. His wife is always helpful. But why he left all these things? Light, stone?
Because his attraction for Krishna had developed so much.
Yeah.
And he had actually elevated to the stage of Bhav, it is described.
Yeah.
The symptoms of Bhav had begun to appear in Bharat Maharaj. So he was more attracted to the life of complete absolute surrender to Krishna than to the material life of maintaining the kingdom. So he gave all of this up and he went to the forest. And in the forest he was very seriously practicing all of the practices of sadhana. And he had one small dwelling in the forest And he was living very, very renounced. But by and by, it just occurred one day that there was a small deer. And this deer was in some difficult circumstance. I think the tiger was...
No. There was a female deer.
Yes.
She was grazing grass nearby his bhajan kuti.
Mm.
At once a tiger jumped up and roared very loudly. When she jumped up to that deer to save her life, she also jumped. There was a river and she went across the river. But in the middle, when he was jumping, a child came out of his home and fell down in the river. And she was drowning, coming up and down. Deer was dead, but looking very pathetically towards Bharat Maharaj. Can you save? You are doing bhajan. This is more than bhajan, to save a life. Then what happened?
So Bharat Maharaj felt sympathy. So he took it upon himself to rescue the...
Ran away and came to this baby deer,
yes,
and took off in his lap.
Yes.
And pacifying, he took it to his
ashram.
Bhajan ashram.
Hmm.
Then go.
So daily he would take care of this deer very affectionately. He began to stroke the deer. Sometimes he was becoming so much attached, even he was kissing the deer sometime. And this way, very affectionately became attached to the deer. So this was going on, and slowly by this attachment also, his remembrance and his spiritual practices were diminishing correspondingly. So at a certain time then, Bharat Maharaj met his death. But this was, the deer was in some also difficult circumstance. He was looking for the deer.
You should sit.
Yes.
He has told, all right, he was charmed to this little baby. And gradually his sadhana bhajan began to weak. The charm, the ruchi for and asakti for serving Krishna and Nam and all other things was gradually reducing. At last, one day he saw that some deers were coming, running, jumping. And this little baby also joined them. And he ran away with them and never returned. He was so worried. Where is that, my child? Where is my child? I think that any animal can eat that capture and swallow. How to bring again that baby? But he never brought. In the meantime, he was thinking observably, dear, 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 dear. In sleepness, in dream, in whole night and day, only hiran, hiran. He forget to chant, remember Krishna. His everything was when he missed, and always chanting, remembering this, dear, dear. In the meantime, his date came. He was remembering that deer, and death came. At the death, what you will remember, you will be like that. Remembering deer, 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 in his coming birth he became deer. What is the thing here? I want to tell here. If anyone chant Krishna Krishna whole day, whole life long, and in the end, anyhow he missed, then he will go, he will miss Krishna bhajan. But anyhow anyone is remembering Krishna, or his associates at last time, very absorbed in that, then at once he will be the parikar, associates of Krishna, certainly. As Bharat Maharaj, thinking and remembering in his last time, dear, dear, and he became dear. So this is the rule and regulation of bhakti. If anyone is absorbed, thinking, reminding always Krishna, Krishna and his associates, the next birth he will surely be, take birth in Braja, like Brajavasis. You know Putana? Putana came to Braja to kill Krishna, and he became in a shape of mother because he was absorbed in mother's mood. And at that time, thinking that Krishna is my son. And my dear son, telling, she took Krishna in his lap, in her lap, and given, tried to give her breast to, in Krishna's mouth. But Krishna is, Ahatuke Kripali, causeless merciful. Oh, you have come in the shape of mother, and you are thinking, I am, and telling my mother and all that, I am mother really, and you are my son. At once, she left this body by the grace of Krishna, and she went to Braja, and became like a mother to Krishna, forever. So this is the method of observing in Krishna in last time. Anyone who will do, they will certainly have this kind of prema bhakti. So if anyone, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling him, Bhalo na khaive bhalo na. Gramya varta gyamma katha. Gramya varta na kahibe, gramya varta na sunibe. Amani mahadhaye Krishna nam sadalabe. Braje radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. Don't hear and tell worldly activities and worldly things. Always tell Hari Katha or any Katha regarding Krishna and his associates or his devotees. Always and always. And Manase Krishna Seva Karibe. By mind, by heart, you should serve Krishna and his associates. How? He is telling, Krishnam smaram janancasya prestham niji samihitam tattat katharatascha asau kujyat basam vajeshata. Aare jaldi bahar karke do. Krishna is telling to Raghunath Das. And Rupa Goswami is writing his Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. For whom? Those who have some greed to have a service like Brajavasis, like gopis, for them. Krishna Mishmaran. You should try to remember Krishna. But not so much observing Krishna like Mayavadi Sannyasi. Krishna, 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 I am Krishna, I am Krishna. Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, Soham, Soham. Not doing like so. They will go to hell. If anyone is thinking that I am Krishna, 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 then what will be? He will be immersed in Krishna shape. Or he may absorbed into Nirvishesh Brahma, Nirgun Brahma, telling, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, I am the same, I am the same. Like Sankarāchārya has told. But Chaitanya Mahāprabhu has forbidden for all these things. Very wretched condition this is. So, we should remember Krishna with associates. Remembering more like, to be like associates, not like Krishna. That is why Rupa Goswami has told. How? How he did. Raghunath Goswami is a Rati Manjari. He is sitting and remembering the pastimes of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. All the pastimes of Krishna coming automatically like a garden and garland, flowers. Automatically. He seeing that Radha and Krishna sitting in Radhakund, on the bank of Radhakund. Lalita Vishakha, all are there. Krishna told that you are all thieves. Why you have come here? To destroy my Vrindavan. No? Picking up my whole flowers and smashing my whole Vrindavan garden. Today I have caught you red-handed and I will punish you all. Lalita told that you are liar and cheater. Always telling lie. Have you planted any flower or plant here? Have you poured water? Ever? You are liar to extreme. You are telling this Vrindavan is mine. Can you tell how you received this property of Vrindavan? Your father was the owner of this property. Your forefather or that third father, from where you receive this property? Krishna told that, don't disobey me. I am so much dharmic purush, religious person I am. All dharms, religious, have come from me. Oh, Srimati Radhikal told, smiling, in joking way, oh, I know that you are a very religious person. Because when you took birth, you murdered a lady who came in the shape of mother and you killed. Oh, so it is action of very religious person. Also, when you become gruesome older, bigger, I have heard that from Purnima, that there was a black boy entering in all gopis' houses and stealing butter here and there. Are you the same religious person? Oh, I have heard so also, that one black person, boy, went to Jamuna, and when gopis were taking bath, keeping their clothes on the bank, a black religious boy came, very religious, and he took all the clothes and climbed up on the kadamba tree. They were weeping and begging their clothes. But this religious person was laughing and making jokes there. Are you the same? Krishna was silent. So, all the gopis were flattering. So, Raghunath Dwar Swami was quietly observed and seen, and he was smiling outside. Then mouth was also smiling. So this is called Manasi Shiva. He was also clapping. His hands are clapping. But all were seeing that his hand is, why he is clapping? How he is smiling? How he is so happy? Anyone cannot realize. Only Rupa Goswami and like persons can realize all these things. So activities of these real Vaishnavas, ordinary persons will not understand, realize. They will feel party feelings and all other things. That he is also making politics and all other things. They cannot never realize this. They cannot go up because they have no all these ideas. How to do Manasi Seva, how to chant, how to remember all these things. You should try to realize all these things and to go in this path. But if he will not obey manashiksha, upadeshamritam, nectar of devotion, what? Instruction. You cannot do. Those who have no time to read, to follow these things, what they will do? They will quarrel themselves always, making politics and all these things. They think that only by money we can be happy. Not by devotion. They cannot be. They will tell that we are not follower of Rupa Goswami. We only read our books, which has been printed by ISKCON. But they should think, from where these teachings have come? Swamiji has never discovered anything new. He has written explanation of Srimad Bhagavad written by Das 5000 years before. He has explained Chaitanya Chaitamrita 500 before, written by Krishna Das Gopiraj Goswami. What he has written in no bottle, but the thing is same. He is not out of Gaudiya Vaishnava. So we should try to realize all these things. And try very hard to obey Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, or all disciplic acharyas in line. He telling that Smaranam Krishna, so always remembering Krishna and his associate. I'll give one example. It may be so many examples. In Vatsalyaras, in Sakharas, in Dasyaras, there are so many examples full of all. Srimad Bhagavat is all Krishna Katha. Jaha Bhagavat padha, what is the meaning? Jaha Bhagavat padha Vaishnava sthan. If you want to read Bhagavatam, you should go to Rasik Vaishnava. And here, don't read alone. Don't try to read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, read alone. You should go to Rasik Tattva Gavaisna. And hear all these things. They will tell so many deep things that you cannot imagine even. I think you have not heard all this Harikatha before. That they may have told that, oh, Swamiji have never told. Never told. I think if Swamiji was present bodily here, he has written so many books, more and more books, and given instruction, all these things that part I am telling now. He must tell, but he was not time at that. Briefly, he has written everything in his books. Tat tat katha ratascyasam kuryat vasam brajai sada. You should try to be always in Braj, he is telling. Who is telling? Rupa Goswami. Always being in Braja. But anyhow, if you cannot be in Vrindavan, what you should do? Always live by heart and mind. But better if you should be there. Why? That place is Siddha. Siddha means?
Perfect.
Perfect. Transcendental. If you will be there, automatically that mode will come there. You see Giriraj Govardhan. You see Jamuna is there. You see all the past playing places there. Places of past playing of Krishna. All the dust touching Krishna and Radha always are present there. So there are so many advantages to live there. And if you cannot, then by mind you should be there. And always tat tat katha ratasyasu. Tat tat katha, if anyone is of vatsalya ras, then he should remember the past tense of Krishna with Nanda Yashoda. If anyone has some great thought, the service like Subal and Siddham, what he should? Krishna like friend and being himself the friend among gopis, Subal Siddham like. And always remember their services. If you have some greed, like Rupa Goswami, then you should have to remember them and their activities. What that? Tambularpanapadamardanapayodanavisharadivi brindaranyamaheshari toshayanti jatpriya pranapreshakhi kuladapikilasankochita bhumika kelibhumesurup manjari tatha sansayaham. Anyone is doing pranam to all the gopis, gopis. To whom? Rup Manjari, Mukha. What they are doing? Always serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, especially Srimati Radhika, always day and night, all the Brajbhat gopis. Tambularpan, better giving. Padamardan, means? Messaging. Wetly, sweetly, gently, they are messaging the Lord's feet of Srimati Radhika. Krishna has given his head on the lap of Srimati. No. Radhika has given his head because she is tired. Going through all Vrindavan with Krishna. She has kept her head in the lap of Krishna. And very pleasantly and eagerly with ananda, Krishna is caressing her hair. Rupa Manjari, very gently and sweetly, massaging his lotus feet. And Rati Manjari, that is, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, that I am your servant, maid servant. Can you give some remnant to me? At once, Rupa Manjari called her by the eyes. She came and gave this message in the hands and the laps of Rati Manjari. And she took the fan and gently began to do all other sevas. So Tambularpana, Padamardan, Payodhan, Abhis, so many services to think and remember.